December is here, and it's all about joy. But the question is, do the stars align and say the same thing? Astrologer Anne, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. What's going to happen this month? Give it to us.
All right. December, we feel joyful. We just can't help it. It's in the air. In December, when we start out the month, the sun is in Sagittarius. It's so optimistic. It's so benevolent. It has goodwill. That's why you can feel all this happiness in the air. People want to go to parties, go shopping, maybe overspend a bit, overindulge a bit. Ruled by the planet Jupiter, it's the biggest planet in our solar system, which gives us a clue. We all want to go big or go home, and we don't really want to go home. We just plain want to go big. We want to do everything in a really big scale, sometimes to show off a little bit, but mostly because our hearts get filled with this sense of goodwill. A good way to channel that, if we're overdoing a little, think about what we want to do to expand our minds, maybe, and maybe some big dreaming for going back to school to get a degree or somehow improve ourselves.
So basically, the stars are telling us to max out all our credit cards and party extra hard with the eggnog.
And I'm going to forward my bill to Jupiter.
Yeah, and then you're going to go back to school and get another degree.
There we go. Yes. Eat words instead and books.
But it's true, though. This time of year feels different. It feels magical in a lot of ways. And it's weird to think that the stars agree. Now, the winter solstice comes on December 21st. Does that mean anything when it comes to astrology?
Absolutely. It's what we call one of the four power days of the year. So it's a big, 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 big day. The four power days are the two solstices and the two equinoxes. The solstices are the really extreme points of the year. We get one in December, the winter solstice, and then halfway across the zodiac in the other side of the year, we get the one that comes in late June, and then the equinoxes come in March and September. That's when the sun and the moon are aligned such that in the equinoxes, the days are equal with the night, but at the solstices, it's super extreme. In the summer, we get the longest day, but in the winter, December 21st at the solstice, we get the shortest day. There's very, very little light compared to the rest of the year, and it's almost as if the sun is standing still. It's like this big message. And what we get is what they call the ancient people would say, the rebirth of the light. So we get this big shift from all that Sagittarius, vibrant, sparkly, generous energy out there to a little bit more inward and meditative, reflective energy. That's why towards the end of December, we all start to feel like, wow, maybe I've eaten enough. Maybe I need to calm down a little. And maybe I need some time alone and some quiet time with family or by myself even. The sun goes into Capricorn on that day. It's a really different sign from Sagittarius that says, okay, we've partied a lot. We've had these big dreams. Now, how are we going to get our feet in the ground and make them happen? And that's what happens on that solstice where we kind of review our lives, kind of like in a Christmas carol, you know, when Scrooge has to rethink his life. This is our opportunity every year to kind of up-level our lives.
So if there's one thing you should be doing on December 21st, the winter solstice, what would the stars say to do?
Sleeping.
Absolutely. That's right. Sleeping, extra rest, and honor the light in some way, whatever that means to you. Light candles. Take some time for yourself. Have some self-reflective time.
Astrologer Anne. You can find her online at astrologerann.com. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.